The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
The ayat of Quran in Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the month of Ramadan, in ayat number 186, right in between the ayat dealing with the rules of fasting, he says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي, that, O Muhammad, when my servants ask you about me, where am I? You know, when we talk about talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the response is, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I'm close to my servants. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي, I respond to his call, his dua, when he calls me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي, they should also respond to me in a positive manner. وَلَيُؤْمِنُ بِي, and trust me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشَدُونَ. So this concept of dua in the month of Ramadan is not just a cultural issue. It's actually enshrined in the Quran itself. And one of the du'as that we recite during this month, which is for this month actually, is this du'a known as du'a iftitah. Iftitah means opening. And it has been taken from the very first words from this du'a. And this is a du'a which has come to us from Imam Zaman Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Faraju Sharif. Sayyid ibn Tawus, one of the famous ulama of the past, who actually was expert in dua and ziyarat, he actually, through his sanad, the chain of narration that he has, goes all the way back to the person known as An-Nasr As-Sakuni, who said that during the Ghibat-e-Sughra, the minor occultation of the Imam, when there were four special deputies of the Imam, one after another. One of them was Muhammad bin Usman al-Amri. And Nasr says that I went to him. Basically, I asked him, are there things to be recited during the month of Ramadan? And he says that Muhammad bin Usman opened a file. I'm using the modern term. And he said, you know, not this down. And this was the dua from Imam Zamana. So as far as the authenticity is concerned, that this is, you know, from reliable sources or not, there is no issue about it. Ulama have emphasized this all the time. And what I would like to do is I've actually divided this dua into seven parts. I'm not sure I'll be able to finish it in five nights, but, you know, let's see. Otherwise, we'll carry on after the major majalis towards the end. Right in the beginning, the first part we'll deal with it tonight as the introduction, which actually I was termed as a part where you are saying that, oh Allah, you allowed me to do dua. And when you begin by saying, Allahumma inni aftati'u sana' bihamdik wa anta musaddidun lissawabi bimannik. O Allah, I begin the praise with your hamd. Now the word hamd is usually normally, you know, translated in different ways, but there is no single word in English to convey the meaning. What it means is that, you know, you are free from all imperfection and impurities or deficiency. And indeed, you direct people towards what is right through your grace. Now, when we start the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, They are all different ways. You can pick and choose one of his 99 beautiful names. And this is where we see, you know, by Allah's names or the blessings that he has given to us. But here the Imam is basically saying, start with the words, Inni aftatu thana bihamdik. I am beginning your praise by hamd. And this is where we come to this meaning, that the best way of praising you is basically to say that you are free from any impurity, imperfection, or deficiency. And then the second statement immediately, وَأَنْتَ مُسَدِّدٌ لِلصَّوَابِ بِمَنِّكَ. This is where we are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe in you, and I am, you know, praying to you and praising you with your hamd, but I need your help even in this. And so the next immediate sentence is, وَأَنْتَ مُسَدِّدٌ. You know, you are the one who put things right for people. And you do that bimannik, out of your grace and favor. And so this is where we come to understand this concept of tawfiq. Tawfiq means, you know, the success that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants. And this is where we are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I would like to praise you, but I need your help even in praising you. Give me tawfiq and success in fulfilling what I intend to do. There is actually, when we talk about tawfiq, you see, hidayat is for everyone. Every human being, and different levels, you know, on the level of nature, every human being is endowed with this instinct to accept the truth when it comes to that person. That's how the process would start. You know, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا وَفُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Every nafs of a human being has that ability. And then anbiya is sent, you know, books are sent, guides are sent, imams are sent. Even after that, when we talk about tawfiq, Allah says that if you come towards me, I will give you further guidance. That further guidance is known as tawfiq. So for example, we see these words, you know, oh, Quran misguides some people, or Allah misguides a certain people. Actually, that opposite of guidance is not, when we say Allah misguides someone, it doesn't mean, you know, he's actively misguiding someone. That misguidance is opposite of tawfiq. A person who is moving towards Allah and seeking his help, Allah says, I'll give you more guidance. A person who has been given the guidance and still doesn't want to avail it, ignores it again and again and again, a day will come where Allah will say, I'm done with you. That I'm done with you, or I abandon you now, is known as misguidance, literally, in some of the ayat of Quran. So it's not that Allah misguides someone. Allah actually abandons them when they do not avail the guidance which was given to them again and again and again. There is a hadith of Qudsi where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Man taqarraba ilayya shibran, whoever comes towards me one span." This is one span. تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ زِرَاعًا. I'll come closer to him by an arm length. So you take, you know, even in English, I think there's a saying, huh? You take one step, he will take two steps or ten steps towards you. And so that is the meaning of tawfiq. So here we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to praise you, do your thana with your hamd, but you are the one who puts things in the right direction. Help me in this way also.
Dear listeners of The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
ليتك دوما قريب ليتك.